I think everybody feels sort of quite lost. There's a feeling of almost something is unreal that it could happen. People are devastated and shocked, but I think in many ways almost lost at the suddenness and the scale of the loss, not just some scientists we know, but I understand there's something like almost 100 people working on AIDS from Holland in that plane. The work that we're all doing in this field, losing so many people at one go, is almost tearing a limb off the body in some way.
And you knew Dr. Jörg Lang, didn't you, particularly?
Yes, yes, I do.
Can you tell me a little about him?
Well, I think of people often as trees. And to me, he was one of these big, magnificent oak tree under whose shadow we all benefited from. He was a generous colleague, an outstanding clinician, a clinical scientist, but he was also a loyal friend. So I really was looking forward to seeing him and with a big hug. But so when I was en route to Melbourne and stopped at Singapore, I received an email and from a friend who said the Joop was in the plane from Amsterdam, and I almost took a double take. I couldn't quite fit it together. So I wrote immediately back to say, do you mean the plane that was shot down? And it was then confirmed. So I think the atmosphere here is really quite somber and quite sad. And like I said, people feel sort of lost. It's surreal.
It's at the moment. Are you sure if it's going to happen or not, the meeting?
Oh, yes, I'm sure it will happen. I think it would be wrong not to have it happen. I think you wouldn't have wanted it that way. I think everyone feels a loss. But I think the best way we can honor him is really to continue with the work that he started and even expanded. He was truly a moving force in dealing with the evolving epidemics of AIDS.